But now it's time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
We're starting in northern Serbia with a traditional tune from Vojvodina, played on the bagpipes by Vanya Iljev. And these are bagpipes specifically from this region. They've got one drone and a double chanter, so it sounds like two people playing. And they're not mouth-blown bagpipes. The air comes from a set of bellows, which means he can sing at the same time.
Oh,
Vanya Ilyev, player of the Vojvodina Gajda, the bagpipe from the Vojvodina region of northern Serbia. And you just heard Vanya playing and singing the song of the matchmaker's arrival, which you can find on his album Made in Zrenjanin, Serbian music from Vojvodina, which comes out tomorrow on Antonovka Records. There are 17 tracks, all recorded in one day at Vanya Ilyev's house. Thank you very much for joining us here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, bringing you some choice musical morsels from around the world, including from Galicia, Scotland, two very different Congolese artists. We've got the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, and I'm delighted to introduce today's session guest, Indonesian composer, improviser, vocalist and educator, Penny Chandrarini. Penny, thanks so much for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
What are you going to start off with?
We will play Cineman Ular Kambang in Laras Pelog Padatnam. This is traditional piece.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Don't cry.
Indonesian traditional music performed live here in the studio by Penny Chandrarini, accompanied by Peter Smith on gunder and Dave McKenney on kendang. I'll be getting more information about those specific instruments later on and having a bit more of a chat. I first met Penny at the Aga Khan Music Awards last October, where I also heard the Aga Khan Master Musicians, whose debut album, Nowruz, came out a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to play you a track from it. And you can really hear evidence of each of the six band members' own traditions on the album, coming from China, Central Asia and the Middle East. And this track was composed by pipa player Wu Man, who taught the quintessentially Chinese pentatonic melody to kanun player Feris Charistan, who embellished it with his own improvised counterpoint. And the group's percussionist, Abbas Kosimov from Uzbekistan, plays rick. It's a little frame drum, kind of a tambourine. So this piece is called Tea House.
Tallemos una pancada, talle coa mandereita que a esquerda non val nada. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la.
Esta sí que voaba y
esta sí que se va y boa a portada tu anay. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la. Esta non vai de perder, xa que o viño vai barato porque non se ha de beber. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la.
O baile sale da panza, yo
que non come nin bebe, ten gana de poca danza. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la. Cantar canto me tengo, veo aquí no canto rosa, que din que no canto vene. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la.
Cara de cucurucu,
porque dormido payero trae las payas cucú. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la.
Rosquilla
despedida tan sabrosa, no me adeina miña vida. Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 ay, la, la, la.
Galician quartet Ayla with a traditional song from their album Sanso Limón, which came out earlier this year and which I am very much enjoying. Plenty more music still to come on Music Planet today. Indonesian singer Penny Chandrarini and her musicians are sitting here ready to play in just a few minutes. I've also got a blast of Scottish fiddling fervour lined up and some of the sweetest Congolese guitar playing you've ever heard. But right now, I'm going to play you a little Congolese-French cross-collaboration, Les Mamans du Congo, with enigmatic singer, rapper and percussionist Gladys Samba, teaming up with French beatmaker and electronic music producer Robin.
Des larmes qui consolent, je le sais, celles qui courent. coule droit au cœur dans des soupirs inattendus, apaisant le corps par d'autres pensées. La vie change de visage à la seconde. Dès que le souffle qui s'était coupé revient, dans la cadence imprévue d'une expiration, qui fait naître une nouvelle décision. Dans l'eau, respecte le vent qui t'agresse, ferme les yeux, baisse au mieux ta tête s'il souffle trop fort, tourne-lui le dos, tourne-lui le dos.
Congolese French collaboration of Les Mamans du Congo and Robin. The album's called Yamizule and it came out last month on the Jarring Effects label. Now, we're going to have more live music in the studio in just a minute from Penny Chandrarini and her musicians Peter Smith and Dave McKenney. But first, we've asked you, Penny, to bring in a little example of some of the music that you were brought up with. Can you tell us what we're about to hear?
Puspowarno, King Mangkunegoro IV made this composition, and it's really, for me as a Javanese musician and singer, very have inspired me a lot.
So, Dave and Peter, is this the sort of music that brought you into Javanese music and the whole gamelan experience?
On a scratchy recording in a seminar room in the University of York nearly 40 years ago, yes. And actually, Penny chose this recording because this is the example of Javanese music which was sent out into outer space.
Really?
Just as a sort of ambassador of the things that we do on this world. And this was one of the ones that it chose from Indonesia, as a sort of heritage track from Indonesia for the world.
It's just such a wonderful example of Javanese music, really. When I first heard it as a student as well, it was like nothing I'd ever heard before. I couldn't understand it, really, the tuning. The whole system was something so different. So it's just a wonderful example of music from our planet.
It's actually a fairly functional piece as well. It's a palace music, so it states what it's like to be at the highest echelons of refined thought in Javanese music, but it's also entrance music. So every time the ruler of the Mangkunegaran court comes in theory, the musicians have got to strike this up and start playing it. The last king of the Mangkunegaran, was a motorbike fanatic. So he would sort of rock up on his one of his old Harley Davidsons.
And then they'd leap to attention.
Well, more like sort of rouse themselves out of a slumber, as it were, and knock out a bit of this one.
And at that time, the record in 1971, but actually that piece is from King Mangkunegoro IV, is 18-something, from long, long time ago. 1843.
Did you learn that at the University of York?
No.
You already knew. <Yeah.
laughs> Back of a record sleeve.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
Puspawarno, traditional gamelan music, chosen by today's session guest, Penny Chandrarini, who's sitting here with me now. They're about to do another song for us. But Penny, first of all, just give us a little bit of background to your music. You were born into a family of traditional artists and musicians. Tell us about that.
I was born in East Java from Father Wakiman Gondo Carito, his puppet master, Dalang in Javanese, and Mother Sukinam is a singer. My grandfather from my mother is Dalang too. Dalang is a shadow puppet.
And does that work with music?
It is accompanied by gamelan ensemble.
Tell us where you learned some of your first songs from.
I learned first song from my father when I'm under 5 years old. Like every time we walk from my village to the ocean where my father searching at the money for life, because we cannot live only from the traditional life way. So that's why my father find money from the ocean fishing, and we walk 6 hours from my village.
When you were five?
Under five. Oh. That's why my father, he teach me first time song in Pangkurnya Matmas. It's song about traditional food, sugar, candies. For me, it's really prestigious food because we cannot buy it on the market because we don't have money when I'm kid. So happy to have imagination about that food.
You think about the candies and
yeah,
all the...
Yeah.
And that kept you going through the six-hour walk.
Yeah.
So you're about to sing a song for us now. Is this one of the pieces that your father taught you?
Yes.
It's that particular one?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Let's hear it.
Barondong wi Opa,
That was so beautiful. Penny Chunner Reaney in the studio singing that song about sweets and delicacies and treats that her father was trying to encourage her to do the 6 mile walk to the ocean when she was very small. Penny, come up and Peter and Dave, come and have a little chat with us. So at the end there, Penny, it sounded like you were singing a list of the treats. Is that?
Yeah,
it's so great when we know what the song's about to try. You can hear what it means completely. So that one was just accompanied by you, Peter, playing the gindeir. Just tell us a little bit about that instrument.
It's thin bronze keys suspended over tubes, over zinc resonating tubes in a beautifully carved frame. It's the nearest you've got to a self-sufficient gamelan instrument. Most gamelan, you can only play it with a room full of other gamelan players, one note at a time. The gindeir is like the continuo of the gamelan world, so the gindeir can accompany songs, poetry, and if you can see it being played, you hit a note, and as you hit the next note, you have to get rid of the sound off on the last note, and because it's two hands playing at once, it's quite complicated. So it looks like you're knitting music. your hands are going and your wrists are going and the balls of your hands are actually getting rid of the sound that you just made. So you've got to mop up after yourself.
And Dave, you're going to be playing on the next one as well. You were having a little bit of a rest in that one. So tell us about the particular drum that you've brought with you today.
Yeah, this is known as Kendang Chiblon. There are various different sizes of drums. This is sort of the middle register. And Chiblon, loosely translated, means water gain. If you go to a Javanese swimming pool or bath, you'll see lots of people sort of slapping the water. If you imagine if you cup your hands in different ways, you can actually create wonderful different sounds when you make contact with the water. And the drum sort of mimics those sounds. So the hand patterns, it's like, imagine like a barrel drum. So I'm playing at either end. And how you sort of play each end, it sort of mimics the slaps that you make on the water.
Be listening out for that in the next piece. And Penny, you had those very traditional early experiences with the music, but then you went on to study gamelan at the institute in Surakarta.
My father tell me, Penny, maybe in the future you must be go to school who teach you very, very, very exactly how to play, how to sing in the gamelan ensemble. And when I'm studying in university, I start to make my own composition because my guru, Papa Iwayan Satra and Papa Rahayu Supanggah, teach me how to make creation from the gamelan and my vocal to the new way.
Because you've done a lot of collaborating with different artists, but also different cultures as well. I mean, you've just been working with the Kronos Quartet, and I'm just wondering, how would your grandfather or your father react to the new music that you've been writing? Do they think it's very different?
Yes, yeah. It's first time my father know that I'm make new creation from the gamelan, from my vocals, when I graduate my master in Indonesian Institute of Arts in 2006. And I invite my father to come to my recital, and I dance, I sing in experimental, I play my gamelan in the different way. He's so surprised. And what is it?
What are you doing?
Why you dance like that? Why you screaming? But why you make this sound different? Okay, my father, let me explain after my exam finished. Okay.
It's okay, Dad.
It's okay, Dad. I must do it this way. It's in life, as in traditional singer and compose new things in my vocal, in my gamelan. So don't worry.
So you're going to play a new composition for us now. Yeah. Tell us about this one.
I will play my composition, Madhusworo. It's my first composition for Kronos Quartet. It's actually the embryo from the this composition is in the form tradition called Jineman.
So let's hear Madhusworo, which means sweet voice.
Awesome.
Madusoro, Sweet Voice, composed and sung by Indonesian singer Penny Chandrarini, accompanied by Peter Smith on Gendera and Dave McKenney on Ciblong. Such a privilege to be here in the studio witnessing the beauty and the intensity of that live performance. Thank you so much for coming in to play for us. And thank you for listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and let's just have a quick look at who's on tour at the moment. Martin Carthy's been doing a few dates with John Wilkes. They're in Scunthorpe tomorrow, the 5th of November. In London, K-Fest still has a couple of concerts lined up. Always interesting choices of Korean artists making music with traditional roots. And talking of traditional roots, I see that Ennis Tradfest is coming from the 9th to the 13th of November with workshops and concerts. Long lineup of people: John McSherry, Sharon Shannon, Andy Irvin, the whistle playing queen that is Mary Bergen, fiddler Paddy Glacken. I think there's going to be some cracking sessions going on there. Also on tour are Scottish favourites Blazing Fiddles. I'll give you their dates in a couple of minutes after you've listened to this from their new album XXB, celebrating 25 years of playing the heck out of the fiddle traditions of the Highlands and Islands. This track is called Jukebox.
Thank you.
Blazing Fiddles, living up to their name. And you can catch them on Thursday, that's the 9th of November, at the Brewery Arts in Kendal. They're also at Newbury, Colchester, Shoreham-by-Sea, Tunbridge Wells, Bristol, the Glasshouse in Gateshead. That used to be the Sage, new name to look out for. And Blazing Fiddles finish their tour in Edinburgh's Usher Hall on November the 30th with special guests. So I suspect that could be a bit of a party night. And it's time now for our Music Planet classic artist. This week we're listening to the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, who was born in 1894 and was one of the greatest singers of her time and a major influence on blues as well as jazz vocalists. Bessie Smith was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and due to poverty and her parents' early death, she discovered very early on that singing and dancing on street corners brought in much needed cash. She started eventually touring and performing in a group that included Ma Rainey, moving on to chorus line work, and eventually started putting together her own act in about 1913. She became a headliner on the black-owned Theatre Owners Booking Association circuit, and by the 1920s she was its top attraction, the highest-paid black entertainer of her time. It's an incredible turnaround from those early days of street corner busking to travelling in her own 72-foot-long railroad car and often having about 40 people on stage in her troupe. I'm going to play you something a bit more stripped back, though, just her organ and a young Louis Armstrong on cornet. This was recorded in 1925.
Thank you.
St. Louis Blues, of course, composed by W.C. Handy and sung by this week's classic artist, Bessie Smith. Fred Longshaw on organ and a young Louis Armstrong on cornet. And that's almost it from us here on Music Planet today. Next week, Lopa Katari will be bringing the tunes, and she's got Kazakh singer and dombra player Yelan Riskali as her studio guest. But I'm going to leave you with one more, and this is something I discovered thanks to a social media post that read, "Listening to Vumbi Dakula's Congo guitar is a heavenly 34 minutes well spent." So I went looking for it, and it's Vumbi's first solo recording, released in September this year. He's a Congolese guitarist who initially learned his craft by listening to icons like Dr. Nico and Franco on the radio, and then emigrated to Sweden in the early 90s and started his own band, the Dakula Band, in 2008. But this solo recording, Congo Guitar, is just beautiful. It's very open and relaxed, recorded in just 2 days. Here's the opening track, Afro Blues.
The guitar of Vumbi Dakula ending today's Music Planet. The programme was introduced by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Roger Short. And you can find full details of all the music you heard, as ever, by heading to BBC Sounds. It's just gone 5 o'clock and now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome. I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, I'll be paying tribute to the great Carla Bley and bringing you new music by some emerging talents. Starting with an exciting young player from Glasgow, this is Corto Alto with XOXOXO.